So you should know, as you can see, I have literally gotten hundreds of cards this way for free. I've been doing this for 5 years now. I started in 2011 collecting these cards. So this is the first one I ever got, and it's a picture of me with an avatar of a fish with a mustache. So I'm just gonna pass that around. So, as you can see, when I first started doing this, I was just amusing myself. But pretty quickly, I started turning to using images that I saw in the world. I think the second set of cards that I got customized were of an ad from the fast food chain Checkers. Do you know that fast food chain? At the time, they had this ad campaign going where people were like shoving food into their mouths, and I thought it was really fun imagery. So I put it on my debit cards. And then I would use my cards like in stores, and people would recognize the imagery from the ads, and they would ask me about them. And I realized this is a great way to start a dialogue, like just, you know, when I walk into any store. And so the themes that I decided to start using got kind of deeper and more complex. But really the main idea was to not necessarily trick Wells Fargo into letting me put inappropriate pictures on my cards, but sort of to make them so subversive that they would okay them. Because of course there's a set of rules you have to follow when you send pictures in, you know. No drugs, of course, no sex, nothing religious, all the rules that you would expect. And so I tried to play with these rules to sort of see what I could get away with. And so I ended up working with, like, different themes. So one of the big themes that I worked with is environmental destruction, like man-made environmental destruction. So I actually brought a couple of cards that I got with that theme. This one is of a dead coral reef. And this one is of a whale shark caught in a net. So if you want to pass those around. So, you know, I'll pick something like that theme. I have gotten dozens and dozens of cards about that theme, you know, a card with a nuclear power plant on it, or a rainforest burning down, or just horrific images that you would never think they would allow on a card. They did. So, and for free. And so Wells Fargo became my collaborator, really, over the past 5 years. And so, actually, before I started making mosaics, I started making jewelry. Because the thing that I really like about these cards is there's so many beautiful elements on them, like especially the holograms on the back. So when I started cutting them up, I would take like all the little elements that I thought were interesting and I would fashion them into jewelry. But then you can see actually in this drawing, this one right over here, is the very first drawing in which I started using credit card pieces, because my jewelry studio is right next to my drawing table, my painting studio. And so just because they were living side by side, they of course like ended up sort of merging. And so the credit card pieces crept over to my drawing table and started working their way into my drawings. And so this is the first drawing where you can see I use a few credit card pieces in there. And then from that drawing, I actually went to this one where there's a lot more credit card pieces, but there's still a lot of drawing elements. So it was really combining both of them, and these two. And so as I worked more and more, drawing eventually got phased out, and everything just became completely mosaics. And so now, instead of just working with themes that I thought would be sort of interesting to play with to see if Wells Fargo, you know, would approve them or not, I started thinking of work that I wanted to make, and then customizing cards that I could use in that work. So, for example, with this piece, I wanted to talk about the fur industry, and so I started getting all these different cards of animals that are used in fur, and then I also wanted to get like a lot of red coloring. So sometimes it would just be straight out meat, but other times it would be straight, you know, like this is a jello mold, like really strange colorings that you might not be able to identify. This is like some red sprinkles. I think this is strawberries, but then some of them are also, you know, they're just like
ground beef. You know, it's just very literal in some cases.
How often do you get new credit cards?
I have two checking accounts. If you have a checking account, that's how you can get them. And my husband has two checking accounts, and he lets me customize cards through his accounts. And so at any given time, I have four debit cards coming to my house, roughly like one a week, sometimes one every 2 weeks. So I'll get four cards in a week or four cards every 2 weeks. But then on top of that, I also wanted to add that I started signing up for cards. For a really long time, I prided myself on not having a credit card. It was just kind of this like anti-establishment thing. I was like, I'm never going to get a credit card. And then I realized I can get so many artist materials if I just start signing up for credit cards. So I signed up for a Capital One credit card and a Taste Freedom credit card. Any card that would accept me, I signed up for it. Discover card. And out of all of those, Discover Card has been really good to me. They actually collaborate with me knowingly. This is the most recent work that I've made, and as you can see, it's quite large, which there's a lot of surface area to cover with cards. And so while I was making it, you know, I needed certain colors, but I would start to run out of them. So over the course of 2 weeks, I called Discover Card, just their customer service line, four different times, and they send me 30 new cards. And I told them what I was doing with them. I said, I'm using these, I cut them up, I made mosaics to make art. And they would respond like, we're so glad the Discover has inspired you to make this work.
Like, we do the advertisement for them. I was going to say that.
Yeah, I think that's the way that they think of it. I mean, I don't know if they know. I don't think they understand the subversive nature of what I'm doing, but that's fine, as long as they keep providing me with the materials. But really, at its core, what I'm trying to do is take something very commonplace that we use every day to spend money, and that is very troubling in our culture. You know, you are all well aware that there is an intense debt crisis. I have debt of my own. And I'm sure a lot of people in the room do. So I thought that instead of using these cards, thank you, to spend money, I can use them to make art and to make jewelry and to change their function into something else. So that's really it. Does anybody have any questions right now?
Is there anything else you're thinking of in addition to credit card you can make use of? Like normally people would not consider them as artists and materials.
You mean, are there other materials I use other than credit cards?
Yeah, or are you thinking of anything else?
Well, in my jewelry making, I do use other materials right now. Would you like to model these? My lovely assistant here. These are some other jewels I make. And so this one has bullets. I use a lot of ammunition and currency. And then, like, this is a little Barbie hand. Sure, you can. Yeah.
Be more gentle with these than with the credit cards.
Yeah, so in my jewelry making, I do use more materials.
I think you need to make a dress out of the credit cards.
I have thought about it, and actually, there have been people that have done it. I have seen it. In fact, I was a part of a show in City Hall in Philadelphia last year that was all about like eco fashion, and I was part of the show with my jewelry, but this other woman had made dresses out of the cards too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what actually inspired you originally when you started all this? What happened?
What inspired me initially was making trouble and making myself laugh. That's really what it was. When I first started getting these cards, it tickled me so much to get them in the mail and to see, because, you know, there's somebody on the other end of these, somebody who works at Wells Fargo that has to look at these pictures and click approve or not approve. And there have been many, many, many pictures that I've tried to submit that they don't approve. And when they, you know, I get an email saying, your card design is not approved. And that means I have to go back online and submit another card. And a lot of designs I have to submit 10 times over, like I'll just keep submitting it until they approve it.
So do you know why they don't approve designs?
Because, I mean, For the most part, because I guess the person thinks that it doesn't meet the guidelines that they have set, the guidelines that Wells Fargo has set for their cards. Some people, it's because it's all up to human, it's whoever's looking at them. It's all up to human interpretation. You know, one person might think, well, this is like a little iffy, or this violates this guideline, and another person might not. So it's kind of a crapshoot in that way.
Sorry, I don't want to touch it. So you just send in a JPEG with your application?
Yep.
Considering the amount of time that it takes to upload and pull back, how long has each piece, or the average piece, how much time are you putting into creating?
That's a good question. I can answer it with this one right here, because this is the most recent one I made. This is the largest one I've ever made, and I worked on it for the entire month of February, from the 1st to the 29th, all day, every day, 8 hours a day. And so that's how long that one took. I think that one took a lot longer than anything else.
And nobody stole your identity.
Nobody has stolen my identity. I have great credit, I would like to add. And people often ask me, aren't they on to you, or aren't they going to... It's been 5 years, and no one has said anything to me. So I feel pretty safe.
How many cards have you had in 5 years?
Just from Wells Fargo?
No, in total.
Well, just from Wells Fargo is hundreds. I mean, hundreds, perhaps a thousand. Hundreds and hundreds have gone through my hands.
Must be very, very rich.
I don't know about that.
What are you using to attach the card to the board?
I use a glue, but then I use a resin to coat it just to make sure, that they stay put. That's been sort of like an experimental learning process, trying out different glues, trying out which surfaces they stick the best to. And I think this one is the best. This one I stretched canvas over a piece of masonite and glued it down. And then I glued the cards to it, and then I covered it with a resin. It's called Yes Paste. Have you ever heard of it? It's water-based.
Do you have an inventory of cards of like different colors, like a painter would have?
I have done that, and that is often how I will arrange my cards in my studio when I'm working, just so I can pick and choose. And if I see that I'm running out of a certain color, I'll get another card in that color, right?
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you.